Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Fascinating Daf today. A lot of like loose ends, but like starting off with something about Shluchim. We're going to go to Gzela. A lot of the Daf today is about stealing from Goyim. Very interesting halacha l'maaseh stuff that's going to come up. We'll hopefully have time to get to it. Okay, Amar Ravina. Says Ravina, Hay Shlucha de Rabbanon, if Shluchim of the Bezdin, Mehemnin Le Kibet Shrei, they're believed like two people. In other words, if Bezdin sends a guy to go announce, to go bring Reuven to Bezdin, and the Shliach comes back and says, Reuven refuses to come. Refuses. That guy is believed as if he's two people. He's only one person. But he's believed like two people. Why? Nobody's going to lie to... It's a presumption, Rashi says. Nobody's going to have the chutzpah to lie to Bezdin and say, I didn't go. What, I drove around the block and then I came and said he doesn't want to come. Nobody, we don't assume that. We don't assume that. We assume the guy really said, I'm not showing up. And when the shliach repeats to Bezdin that Reuven's not showing up, we believe him. Fine. Says the Gemara, v'hani milu l'shamta. But that's only to put Reuven in chayrim. That we'll believe. Aval l'pesicha, but to write some kind of document, that he's in chayrim, which is like the next step. Rashi says, shtar shamta. It's a shtar that he's in chayrim. So apparently that must have had more weight, more effect. That, kiven de mamona kamachasolei, that's going to cost money. Why? Because they'd have to hire a sofer. That's already an expense. The kabbalah lemesiv le zuzei lesafra, because we're going to have to hire a sofer to write out a whole document that Reuven's now in chayrim because he refused to come to Bezdin. That low, that we will not believe one guy, one shliach. That already we won't believe him. Next, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Yavinan zimna apuma de itzisa v'apuma de shivavi. We will also believe. We will also give over the duties to inform somebody that he's in call to Bezdin. We'll give it to a woman. We'll also give it to a neighbor. I don't know who this guy is. Who's the neighbor? Who is he? We don't know. But we'll give it to the neighbor. Why? What is it? When you see your neighbor come home from shul, tell him the Bezdin's calling him. So the wife could do that, the neighbor, the other woman. Doesn't make a difference. V'lo amron el delese b'masa. But that's only true if the guy's not home. The guy's not in the town. Why? Because aval itse b'masa, but if he's in the town, lo. You can't give it to the neighbor. Why? Or the wife or another woman. Why? Damrinan, because we think, emar lo amru le, the amru, ashkechinu shlucha de Bezdin, v'amru le, because we're afraid that these other people who are not experts, who are not so knowledgeable maybe, will think to themselves, he's over here, why do I have to tell him? Bezdin's going to tell him. Right? They don't realize they're the ones who Bezdin appointed. So the whole thing will be, the guy won't know about it, and it's legitimate, he doesn't know about it. Right? The women, the wife, the neighbor, they're not going to know the ins and outs of how Bezdin works. They don't realize Bezdin told them. They think Bezdin, like a secondary thing, by the Bezdin said, by the way, if you see him, but of course, if he's around in the town and everybody sees him in shul, of course the Bezdin is going to notify him. So they're not going to notify him. That's also true only again if he doesn't walk by the Bezdin. His office is next door to the Bezdin, right? He works right next door. Every day he passes that Bezdin. Then lo, again we can't use the neighbor Amri because the neighbor's going to say, Ashkechur Bedina, Amri, the Bezdin is going to bump into him. They're going to tell him. I have to tell him. V'lo amron elo da asi biyoma, the asi biyome. Again, that's only true that if he's there that day. Avalo asi biyoma, but if he's not even around, he's only coming back in 3 days. He's on a trip, right? So Bezdin says to the neighbor, listen, when he comes back, tell him in 3 days Bezdin wants him. Lo, it's no good. Ema ishtalui ishtale, she'll forget. The neighbor will forget, the wife will forget, the other woman will forget, right? So a lot of conditions before you could use the neighbor, right? A lot of things have to fall into place before you could use a neighbor or a woman. But in theory, they're allowed. Next, Amar Rava. Rava says, Hai man de kasav ale pesicha al delo asaladina. When we write such a shtar that the guy's put in chayrim, that he's not coming, ad de asaladina lo makri inan le. We don't rip it up until he shows up. Pashat. But the next one's a little different. Al delo tzayis ladina. The fact that he doesn't listen to Bezdin, he came, showed up. And then he says, that's yipzak. He left it. So we'll put him in chayim for that. So al delo tzayis ladina. The fact that he doesn't listen. So ad de tzayis, until he listens, lo makri inan le. Velohi. It's not true, but same thing. So the first, we say the same thing. He doesn't show up. We put him in cherem. We don't undo that cherem till he shows up. He makes fun of the psak. He doesn't blow a hole from the psak. Same story. Second, the Gemara says, "Lo, not true." Falohi, kiven to amar tzaisena. Once he says, "I'm going to listen," he didn't listen yet. He didn't pay. He says, "I'm going to do." I agree. I mask him. I agree. Then makwina, they rip it up right away. So it's a little different. A little more makel. Right? Why? Rashi says, "Because it's a much bigger chutz, but I have to show up." Right? Once you show up and you're makabel, so we assume you're going to come. You're going to carry through. Right? Okay. Next. No, make sense? Amar of Chista. Rav Chista says, Kovum Zman, we set up a time, Sheni Chamishi Sheni, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Zimna Vizimna, we announce and we summon, Basa Zimna, and then after that, Ulamachar, some take out the word Ulamachar, do you wait another day? Wait another day? The next day, Kasvinan, you put the guy in Chayram, three times we announced it, three times, we waited another day, right? Some say the reason why I waited the other day is because of Moshe and Aaron with Korah. Right? It says, Lamachar, tomorrow we'll see what's going to be. So you wait another day, right? Ravasi, Ikle, Be'er of Kahana. Ravasi went to Rav Kahana. Some change it to Ravashi. Ravasi, whoever it is. And Chazai, he Itzisa, there was a certain woman over there. The Azme Ludina Bepanya. That they summoned her to Bezdin at night, Fitzafrad in the morning, Kasev Alepsicha. They already wrote a thing against her. Right? Well, next morning they wrote a thing against her. She didn't show up. So Amalei, Lo Saval Amar, don't you hold, Lo Amr of Chista, Kovunil Zman, Sheni Vechamishi Vesheni. Don't you hold that you have to have Monday, Thursday, Monday? So Amalei, yeah, that's Hani Mil, that's only the Gav of the Honest. When the guy's busy, the guy's got a job, he's busy. Velezeh b'masa, he's not even around. It's a business trip always. So how do I know that he got the notice? The guy's never around. He's always in Hong Kong. He's always around. He's always busy. He's traveling. He's busy. He's off a lot. But this woman over here, Kivin Itza b'masa, she's over here all day long. Velezeh, what's her excuse for not coming? She didn't come. So then Meredesi, she's a Meredes. Ignoring Bezdin? Then I don't know what to do today. I don't know the ins and outs of how the Bezdin works. So, in other words, why are you giving guys three...
Bezdin knows this is hard though.
What?
Best in those days.
Right. No, but the point is, the only reason they're giving three chances is because it could be legitimately, he didn't know about it. He's not around. He's busy. She's sitting over there in the house not with nothing to do all day. So why didn't she show up? So obviously, in other words, it's not din they have to wait 3 days. It's only a practical thing. What? Exactly. It's a courtesy. Exactly. So you know that she's got the notice, right? To return receipt requested. She got the notice. So what's her excuse? Amr of Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "Lo yahavina zimna. We don't make a summons. Lo biyomich Nisan, v'lo biyomich Tishrei. Not during Nisan, not during Tishrei." Rashi says, "Why not? Not
what?
No, nothing to do with that. No one says that." Rashi says, "Ein mezan and adam l'dinisan v'tishrei shehein zaman katzir u'batzir." That's when everyone's busy in the field. They're busy in the field. That's the harvest season. So it's Nisan and Tishrei. That's what Rashi says. But others say, like what Mati said, because that's the time of the Yontif time. And now the Gemara says, V'lo b'mala yomatova, not on Erev Yontif, right? V'lo b'mala shabta, not on Erev Shabbos. Why not? Because on Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos, people are busy, right? Rashi says, the Ramat says, what's Erev Yontif? Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Shavuos. Because anyway, Nisan and Tishrei are off limits. So what's left? Take a Tishrei. What's Yom Tov Ma left? Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is still an Elul, and Erev Shavuos. That's all it's up, right? That's all it means. Can't be Sukkot and Pesach already out of the equation. Aval Minisan Lebasa Yom Nisan, to send you a notice to appear after Nisan, the Yom Tishrei Lebasa Tishrei. To send you a notice in Tishrei to come after Tishrei, when the harvest is over, that kavinan, that will do. That's okay. Mali Shabsa, Labasar Mali Shabsa. To send the guy a notice on a Friday, to come after Friday, to come after Shabbos, lo kavinan, that we don't do. Why? Nothing changed in this world. My time or why not? Ba'avidita, the Shabbos is Torah. Because he's busy with Shabbos. You go come to the show, you say, did you get the thing that came yesterday on Friday? No, I didn't see the mail Friday. I didn't see the mail. Who sees the mail on Friday? So busy. Especially in the winter. So I'm going to send you the notice on Friday to come after Shabbat, to come Sunday morning. Nobody saw that. Who sees that? Right? Nothing, nothing changed. Right? To send you something in the middle of Tishrei to come in Cheshvan. Why not? Oh, you're busy. You can't come now. I understand, fine. You can't come now. It's busy. So, right, it's Yontif. You want to say there's a harvest season. It's all good excuses. But you can't come after Tishrei. You can come. Right, but you can't get a notice on Friday. That you can't do. Okay, next. Amr of Nachman. Does not listen to this. Lo yavin zin lo livnei kala bakala. You don't give the notices to the people that show up to the Shabbos afternoon shiur, right? You can't give the people notices. They come to the kala. The kala was the Shabbos afternoon shiur. He says, oh, now everyone's going to be here, right? So I'll give them the notice. I'll give them the summons and complaint at the shiur. Right? Can't do that. You know why? Because people won't come to the shiur. If they know that Beth is looking for them, they'll stay home. Stay home. It's Bittul Torah. Same thing. Flolovnei Rigla Berigla. Also, they used to have a big shiur, like a shiur klali, before the Yontif, before the Regel. So you guys are going to show up to that. Right? Imagine a guy comes to the Shabbos Agadol Drasha. Doesn't come in the whole year. He comes to that. Comes to Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. They hand him over a summons. So I'll stay home for this. Right? Flolovnei Rigla Berigla. And before the shiur klali, before the Regel, also you can't give the guy the summons. Kavi Asel Kamei Rav Nachman, Amalahu, when I came to Rav Nachman, I told him as follows, Amalahu, V'chilu Didhu, Kufnaichu, V'chilu Didhu, Kufnaichu. You think that the reason why I asked, 1 second. Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, it's a few that I held you back. What does that mean?
Yeah, but you got everybody to summon.
Yeah, I didn't make a shear just so you can get summonses. Exactly. But listen to this line. For Idna, but now, the Ikaramai, people show up to the shear just so they don't get summonses. It comes to every shear, right? That doesn't miss a thing. Every daf is there. Why? It's taking me a summons. I'm here by the daf. Otherwise, I'd stay home and not learn, right? So people are very smart. So they figured out every trick in the book they figured out. So the Gemara figured it out also, and therefore Chayshina. Therefore we're afraid. We suspect if a guy shows up to the shiur, right? So how are you going to see him? Right? So Chayshina, then maybe you can
do this thing on Shabbos.
What? Yeah, I'm not sure what this is. Maybe it's Erev Shabbos. In America, the same rule. If you go to a state to testify in court, they're not allowed to give you a summons. Right, if you're in the state, you could be sued. Any state you're in, if you're present in the state, you could be sued. But if you go to the state just to give testimony, right? I was in California, and I witnessed a car accident, and they fly me in to give testimony, I'm not allowed to be sued while I'm in the state. From there, for that reason, it's a very similar idea. I'm here for a certain reason to help out a court case. I can't be sued, right? So there's all the question: what about on the way? I stop off to visit my grandmother. We have all these right? So same idea. I'm coming here to learn Torah. You can't bother with lawsuits. Right?
No, but I'm saying the aspect of doing it on Shabbos.
So what is it? It's just a summons. I'm not sure what this is, right? That they couldn't give a notice on Shabbos. Maybe they post it up on the bulletin board. The following people have to appear Monday morning by the Beis Din, right? They put up on Friday afternoon, right? So I'm not going to come to that shiur, then I can see my name on the list. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure Lomaisa how it worked. So I thought it was the whole thing is so fascinating. Okay. Im Yesh, where am I? Im Yesh. So we said already on Shabbos that what this means. This doesn't mean, right? It doesn't mean land. It doesn't mean that if a guy dies and stole something and the children, they don't have to pay it back because they didn't steal, their father stole it. But the father has land. So I would think the children have to pay it back from the land. No. Ella, that's not what it means. Afilu par of a chorishba, even if the guy stole a cow, or chamar umachamer achrav, or a donkey, chayavin lahachzir if they covet abiyan. They have to return it for the covet of their father. Why? Because everybody's going to see that cow, right? And everybody's going to see that donkey, and they're going to say, look at this, the father was such a thief. So, to have people not say that, you have to return it. That's what it means. So Shaila, what if it's something that's private? What if the father stole a painting? Right? So it's up in your living room wall. No one sees. The only ones who see are the people you invite over. So when you have company on Shabbos, look at that painting the father stole. Look at this. It's sitting in the living room. So is that the same thing? So it's much more, it's still an issue. So the Achron have a whole back and forth about that, if that would be the same thing. Boyminer of Kahana Meirav, meet here it is. Mita umesav aleha shulchan v'ocha aleha mahu. What's the din about a bed or a shulchan, which is more private? Amalo tein lechacham v'yachkemod. Be smart about it. In other words, same problem. Same problem. It's a painting. It's a bed. If it's a car, it's a well. What's the difference? Right. Still a slap in the face to your father, and for the covet of your father, you have to return it. Okay. Spend like really, this is one of these daffs you can really spend 3 months. Says the Mishnah, in partin, you want to give change, you want to get change back, right? You want to, so in partin, you can't give change, lo mitevas hamochsin, not from the table of the mochsin, the tax collectors, velo mikis shagaboyin, and not from the purse, from the pouch of the gabbai tzedakah. Why? Because we assume that they're all crooks. The tax collector is a thief. The gabbai is a thief. Could be the gabbai of the tax collector also. And therefore, when you go touch their money, you're really touching stolen money. So don't do that. Don't. But they ain't not lemehen tzedakah. Don't take from them tzedakah. Avol notel whom we talk beso omen hashuk. But if you go to the tax collector's house and you ask him if you can have some change, That's not stolen money. That's his own private money. You bump into him in the street and you ask him, can you have 4 quarters for a dollar? That you could do. But to go to his money changing table or the official, you know, the purse of the king, that's probably stolen money. And don't touch stolen money. Yeah, you look puzzled.
Yeah, what's eating the, you're not allowed to touch the money itself?
So
you're getting
changed.
What is that?
Right. So we're gonna see. Tana, dinar, hashar. But if you all you have is a dollar and you need change, you can give him the. He can give you back the change. Why? Rashi says because otherwise you're gonna lose the money. It's really an idea of stay away from people that are a bunch of crooks, which is what it is. Stay away from the tax collector. He's nothing but a thief. Don't go near you. You need to change money. Do it with someone else. All right. If you have no choice, you can do it. Why? Lamaisi, he didn't do anything wrong. Now we're going to get to this opens up the whole topic of umochsin. What's wrong with the tax collector? What's wrong with the tax collector? Vamar Shmuel, dina demalchus dina. You live in one country, you have to follow the dina of another country. So what's wrong with the tax collector? After all, dina demalchus dina. Shmuel said it didn't. Dina demalchus dina. Why is there a rule? What's the rule of dina demalchus dina all about? So the Rashbam says in Baba Basra that the idea of Dina de Malchus Adina means everybody in society has accepted upon themselves that they will recognize this government as the functioning government of this land. Right? We agree here in America, for sure it's true. I don't know where in the Rashbam's lands they had this, but the Rashbam says it's only true when the king or the rulers have it, basically like it's a democracy. Everyone agrees, this is the ruler. There's a vote, or there's a council, and they're the ones in charge. And everyone's masking to that. So if you're masking to that, if you're buying into that system, you have to follow the rules. That's the Rashbam. Right. However, the Rambam says, this is the Rambam adding on, therefore, if they're dictators, and they don't have the authority, they don't have the consent of the people, they're just a bunch of ruthless dictators, then they're gazlanim. Okay? That's one side of the equation. The others explain, in the Ran, the Rajba, we had this in the Dorim, that no, almost the exact opposite. That it's their land. The king of England owned the whole England. He let you stay in it. He lets you be there. At any chance, he could throw you out. Right? So it's his rules. You have to follow, you have to pay his taxes, you have to follow his, whatever his rules were. Those are the two understandings of Dina de Malchus Adina. The number one nafkamina between these two standings is, what about Eretz Yisrael? So you can't tell me that in Eretz Yisrael, I'm only here because the king let me in. I'm a Jew, I have a right to be here. Right? So the question would be, but there's a democratically elected government in Eretz Yisrael, right? So according to that reason, I have to follow the rules. Right? According to the consent reason, well, that's the consent. I don't need the permission to be here. I'm a Jew. So do I have to pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael? That's an afkamina. If I hold from the first reason, 100%. If I hold from the second reason, who are you? The Israeli government? I'm not getting into politics. It's a halacha question. I'm here as a guest. I have a right to be here. Not the king of England let me in. I have to follow his rules, otherwise he'll throw me out. He can't throw me out of Eretz Yisrael.
You're getting goods and services. You have no question.
Okay, so that's part of the whole equation. Right? Like if God forbid there's a fire, the fire department comes. Right? There's a crime, the police come. There's benefits, like you said. Right? There's a library. I get to use the library. I get to... Right? There's a bus. Right? All these things. Right?
The challenge shouldn't be there. The challenge should be if you're in 1940 in Germany and they want to kill you.
Well, yeah, well, you couldn't stop them.
You don't have to go give them taxes.
Right. 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 Now, you should just know that the Beis Shmuel holds that Dina de Malchus Dina is only a Takana. So just a Takana. The Avne Miluim and the Chassam Sofer both hold that it's Dinda Raisa. You hear this? It's a Dinda Raisa. Dina de Malchus Dina is a Dinda Raisa. So, I can tell you now, before we run out of time.
Yeah.
What?
From where?
Is it a Dinda Raisa? I don't know. You just see over here, it's a Dinda Raisa. So, in Chelek Beis of Choshen Mishpat of Igris Moshe, you ready for this question, Mati? Back to the old days, Mati. The Isser Gnevas Chuvas L'She'elas Mavchini Hasim She'osi HaMedina. Are you allowed to get the answers to the regent? Can you steal the answers to the regent? Rav Moshe says it right out. Hine, b'davar sha'alti al masha shama miyishivos, shematirin laha talmidim. They let the talmidim lignov es ha'tshuvos to get the answers, la'sha'elos b'mefchini ha'sim shosei ha'madina, he says in parentheses, regents. They give you, what?
It's allegedly.
Allegedly. No, so he's talking about that the yeshivas, the administration would give them the answers, so they should all do well. But they don't care about the test. But they want the kids to do well at least. So they'll give them the answers in advance. Are you allowed to do that? What do you think Rav Moshe answered to that question?
No.
Rav Moshe said, "Oh, kedei lahono to lekabelas hatuudos shegamru betov, hinei davar ze usher lo rak midina demachusa dina demachusa dina ela midin Torah." So even if you want to hold that dina demachusa dina, that's a kind of the rabbanon, this is still usher ben haTorah. The ein ze rak nevas das shegam kein usher kedama shmul b'chulin daf tzadik dalan amar aleph. We're gonna have nevas das on the beis about going on the bus and telling your 8-year-old kid that he's really 3 years old. We're going to get to that in a minute. Sha'asa lignov to Shiloh. Sha'asa lignov das abrios, fafilo daito shal akum. Even a guy, you're not allowed to do that. But we're going to have gzeil sakum. The whole Ahmed Beis now is gzeil sakum. Even if you hold it's mutter, there's certain times it is mutter. We're going to get to it. Gnevis das is usher. Which is why you're not allowed to have the kids be younger than they really are. It's gnevis das. No one argues on that. V'kolshkein ch'hacha shu gnevis das l'kul yama afli Yisrael. Ella, to who gam gnevas das mamash, dakishayirza lafarnasasa, bemeshachazman, lahaskir atmo, etzel echad lava, ba'osik. You're going to go for a job interview, and you're going to say, look at this, I have a regent's diploma. Right? The whole thing is baloney. Right? And Rav Moshe has a one page tshuva over here, how it's completely and unquestionably usher. I'm surprised that when we were in high school, no one ever pointed this out, this Rav Moshe.
Because it wasn't sanctioned by the school.
Right.
<It wasn't. laughs>
Right. But does it make it better?
Yep.
Right. Okay. Now, Amar Chanina bar Kahana Amar Shmuel. So again, so the question is, what do you want from the tax collector? He's doing his job. So the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, B'mochet she'ein lo kitzva. No, he's a tax collector that doesn't have an amount. So the king just said, go collect some taxes. So he comes and he's so cruel. So he's going above and beyond his job. No question about that. He becomes illegitimate. He's an illegitimate tax collector. Devei Rabbi Yanai Omer, the same answer. But Mochis Omer Me'elov. Who made him the tax collector? The king's very happy. All of a sudden he shows up. I'm here. He's not sanctioned. He's not authorized. You're right. If he's authorized, then 100%. I have to pay taxes. I can't. Tomol, I can't. But he's not authorized. Those are the two explanations. Now, you should just know, before we get to more about Gnela and Gneva, we're going to go off on a little bit of a tangent. Ikedemasti la'aha. Others had the following two answers explaining an entirely different Mishnah. The Mishnah says, lo yulvash adam klayim, you're not allowed to wear klayim, afilu adabe yasar begadim. Even if it's on top of 10 begadim, lahavriach boat hameches. You want to avoid taxes, right? People used to do this. They used to go on the plane to Israel wearing five shirts. Why? It's less luggage. So the same exact idea. I'm doing all this. Not the same idea because they don't care. But I'm doing all this. I'm wearing so, because when I come into the port, when I cross the border, They're going to see how much luggage I have. I have to pay taxes. So I'm wearing it all. Then I'm getting out of paying taxes. By putting all this clothing on, I'm getting out of paying taxes. Says the Mishnah, not if it's shatnez. Shatnez, no, it's not allowed to wear shatnez. Masnis into lo kribi akiva. That's not like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, aser lav riyachas ameches. You're not allowed to avoid taxes. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, mutar lav riyachas ameches. You're allowed to avoid taxes. You can do that. Now, Bishlam alinyan client, apligi, by client, I understand Gavam Achlokes, Damar Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds, Dava Shem Mischavin Mutter. It's a Dava Shem Mischavin. I'm not intending to wear shatnez. Right? I'm not intending to wear shatnez. I just happens to be wearing shatnez. I'm not intending it. The Umar Savar, and the Tanakhama holds, Dava Shem Mischavin Usser. Fine, so there's a technical machlokes about shatnez. Avol Havriach Boros Ameches, Mishari. Who said you're allowed to avoid taxes? Farmer Shmuel, Dir the Machuzadina. That's when we give the two answers. Amar Rav Yochanan bar Kana. Amar Shmuel b'mochet shein lo kitzva. The Rav Yani Amar b'mochet or me'elav. Either he's an unauthorized, he went too far, the tax collector, or he's unauthorized. Just told us, we had this question in Shabbos. I've been in a psik ratio. Aren't lamaisa? Aren't you wearing shatnez? So what? You dovah sheinam eschaving. It's a psik ratio. You're wearing shatnez. Good. You don't have intentions to wear shatnez. But lamaisa, you're wearing it, right? I don't want the light in the refrigerator to go on. But I open the door. It's going on. But I don't intend. I understand. I don't intend.
So wearing the one item, wearing two items.
So that's Tosa's answer. Tosa's answer is that a key ingredient of shatnez is hana. You're not getting any hana. Why? Because you're wearing nine other shirts. That tenth shirt gives me no hana. The key ingredient. If you don't give this answer, it's hard to find. Hard to figure out. It's hard to explain the answer.
One second. If I'm wearing wool pants.
Yeah.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Shatnez.
What?
The same
no, he's wearing shatnez. It's a shatnez baguette. The only reason I'm wearing it is so I don't want to pay taxes. It says the wool and linen is in one baguette. So I'm dovah sheinam eschaving. Shkoyach is dovah sheinam eschaving, but it's a psik ratio. You're wearing shatnez. So Tosa says a key ingredient of shatnez is you have to have a no. So I'm not having a no. I'm wearing not another shirt. What I know am I getting? Therefore, it's a very difficult answer.
I'm saying he's wearing a shirt shatnez anyway.
What?
Shatnez.
What?
Shatnez.
Yeah, but dovah sheinam eschaving. I'm not intending to wear shatnez. But that's one of the reasons that when you go to a store, you're allowed to try on the jacket. I have a shatnez in there.
That's a shock. You don't know that.
What?
You don't know that.
What if you do know? What if you know? So I don't think there's an answer in that. Why? It's not a shatnez chavin. Just trying it on. It's not really hana. We're just seeing if it fits. Isn't that hana? Right? I'm just seeing, isn't that hana to see if it fits? You can't get a bigger, you don't want to look like a schlump. You want to look nice. But that's the same idea. Same idea. So that's what this machlokas was about. That's not the dina machlokas of dina by our Mishnah. It's by the Mishnah in Klayim. Now this is we have third Mishnah. Vikad masnila aha nodrin lahargin. You're allowed to make a neder to a murderer, or lecharamim, or to a guy who's a olamochsin, or to a ruffian, to a tax collector. You're not really making a legitimate neder. It's really a lie. But to get away from them, we allowed you to make a neder. For example, that you're allowed to say, it's amazing, the guy's a murderer, but he won't eat truma. He'll murder you, but he won't eat your truma. That he won't touch. So, you're allowed to make a neder to say, what?
That, that,
yeah, but they, right, but they always say, but they won't mitzvah kriyashma, that they won't do.
It's human nature.
It's human nature. So they'll murder you, they'll steal from you, they'll do all types of things. Truma, by touching that, there's no heksher, right? That they won't do. So, you're allowed to make a neder and say, shehi shel truma. That it's truma. She shall beis melech. That belongs to the king. Afal pi she'ena shall truma. Afal pi she'eno shall melech. Even though it's not true. That's a mishnah. Asks the mishnah over there or the gemara over there. Ulamochsin. What do you mean you can't? What do you mean you're going to lie to the tax collector? Farmer Shmuel. Dina da bachuzadina. Can't lie to the tax collector. Amar v'chanina b'kahana. Amar Shmuel b'moches. She'lo kitzva. Dever b'chad. Yanei amri b'moches ha'omed me'elov. What kind of moches is it? Is it a moches that's legitimate? He's not legitimate. If it's not legitimate, you could lie to him. Right? You could lie to him and say, oh, this is truma, you can't touch it. Okay? Tosfos asks, is it a dvarim shabalit and a dvarim? Right? You made a nether. You expressed the words of a nether. I said dvarim shabalit, you really only said it, who cares? So Tosfos says, because since the whole reason is the ruffians say we're mako. Right? The whole reason you're doing it is because the whole thing is illegitimate. The guy's a murderer. Right? So for those reasons, we're all makel. Okay. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, That's a machlok. That's what Rav Ashi is going on over here. Is he going on the ratio? Is he going on case number one, the case number two, or case number three? It's a three machlokas. Anyway, the moches knani. We're talking about a moches who's a knani. That means he's a goy, not even a Jew. He's a goy. Look at Zai. I have in my Gemara here that the censor changed it from kusi to knani. Not sure what the difference is, but the censor changed it. Kusi might have implied a Christian. So they change it to Kanani, which means some ancient pagan. They want to make it some ancient pagan. Fine. Either way, it's a goy. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Yisrael, the Kanani onas, it's also changed. A Jew or a goy, it's either a Jew or a goy. Sheba'o l'din, they come to Bezdin. And what are they coming to Bezdin for? Maybe he's a thief, right? So im atiyachol zakehu bedino Yisrael. If you're allowed to, if you could adjudicate the case using halacha, they come to a Beis Din. The guy comes to Beis Din. So if you could use halacha to adjudicate the case in favor of the Yisrael, zakehu, you do it. Amalei, tell the guy, kachtanina, that's how we paskin. Bedine kananim, if you could even adjudicate the case with Goyish law, with the kananim laws, and the Jew will be vindicated. It's okay, you do that also. This is how you judge. This is the rules. Only following your rules. And if not, try to come up with any ruse, any try to trick you can, that the guy should lose. Right? Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer ain't born love the ikfin, but they kiddush Hashem. Now don't do that. It's going to be a chil Hashem. Says Rabbi Akiva, it's a chil Hashem to do that. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, try to do it. Rabbi Akiva says, no, stay away from that. For Rabbi Akiva Taima, the whole reason Rabbi Akiva said to stay away from it, did he have an inherent problem with this? No, he didn't. The only problem was the Ikka Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem issue. How lack of Kiddush Hashem? If there's not a Kiddush Hashem, if not for that Kiddush Hashem problem, boyin, it's no problem. In other words, Me'ikaradin, we have no problem trying to, you know, do whatever we can, any ruse, any kunz, to get the guy to lose. The problem is, it's going to be in the newspapers. So if it's going to be in the news, we kill Hashem, stay away from it. But Mikra Redim, we don't have a problem with that. V'gezla Kanani Mishari? You're allowed to steal from a guy? What do you mean? What do you mean, do whatever you want? You know, right? Who said you're not allowed to steal from a guy? V'atanya, Amar B'Shimon, Davar Zeh Darsh Rebbe Akiva Kishabah Mizifirin, that Rebbe Akiva darshened when he came from Zifirin. I see over here that the Yerushalmi says that Zifirin was Rebbe Akiva's hometown. Whatever that's worth. It was his hometown. Anyway, when he came, he said, Menayan Legetla Kanani Shu Aser. How do you know you're not allowed to steal from a guy? The Yom Shal Shlomo has an unbelievable line over here. The Yom Shal Shlomo says, so the Gemara says you're going to learn out of a pasuk. And if not for that pasuk, I would think you're allowed to steal from a guy. What if not for that pasuk? You can steal from a guy? I have a pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to steal from a guy. Says the Yom Shal Shlomo, yes. You know why? Because the Torah is only between Jews. Now, is that true? You can kill a guy? You can do anything you want to a guy. He says that Shekala Torah v'Isura Bein Yisrael v'Yisrael Nemra. It's only 17 Jews. That's the Yom Shal Shlomo. I know, that doesn't sit well. You have to need the Hezber, because you can't imagine other Yisurim you could do with a guy, just not stealing, because it's a special pasuk, right? So Chil Hashem might come into play regardless, right? But you're allowed to tell a Shinar about a guy. That you're allowed to do. It's not Reyecha. Right, the Chavetz Chaim says, don't do that because don't get into the habit of speaking Lashon Hara. But make it then you're allowed to, right? So you have to know which rules don't apply to Goyim. But certainly Gzela would not apply to Goyim, but a pasuk does. What's the pasuk? Tamad Lomar. It says Achre Nimkar Geula Tihielo. That if a Goy buys an Eved, a Jew as an Eved, the halacha is try to buy him back, right? Don't steal him back. Buy him back. You can't steal from a Goy. Buy him back. Shalom Shichen Viete, right? Buy him back. The next line is very difficult. Rashi, I don't understand this Rashi. Yacho Yiglom Alav, I would think that you could pay more. That's what Rashi says. Right? I'm not sure what that means. Yachal, Rashi says, Yachal Yaniach Ezakanani Lichpo Lahosif Ludvo Mashalom Nasan. I don't know what that means. Tosu says he doesn't know what it means either. How did the article translate that?
Charges more.
What does that mean? The guy charges more?
He's overcharging, and you're overcharging, and he's saying, listen, let me steal him, let me break him out instead.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you can't overpay,
then
you're
going to
be
sticking to doing it. Tamad Lomar, the Chishivim Konehu. No, make a Cheshvim, pay him the going rate. Right? Yidaktik in Kornehu. So what do you see from here? So the question is, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not listening from a guy. So why does Rabbi Akiva say the whole question is about Chil Hashem? Oh, it's a Chil Hashem to come up with ruses and beds and to get the guy to pay. You know how to do that. I'll steal from a guy. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef lo kasha. Ha! When is it mutter? Biknani. From a guy, it is mutter to steal. Ha! Beger Toshav. If he's a Ger Toshav, then you're not allowed to. In other words, he's living in Eretz Yisrael. What's a Ger Toshav? It's a machlokes. He's a Mekal Hashem Mitzvos Bnei Noach. What? You're right. He's He's Mekal Hashem Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Rashi says over here that he's Eino over the Vodah Zorah Ochel Nevelos. He doesn't do over the Vodah Zorah. Doesn't eat treif. That's what makes him into a Ger Toshav. Either way, he's more to a Jew than to a guy. That's such a person you can't steal from. A pure guy, you could. What do you mean? But all the people are mentioned in that Gemara there, and Rashi points out it's like a Musar type of thing. Lo lach el leger. Not only him, but even to a ger. In other words, it's like a spiral down. First in Eved Ivri. First he steals, then he gets sold to a Jew, then a ger tosha, then a goy. It goes worse and worse and worse for him. Why? You know, you want to do one of there, it spirals down, right? Lo lachosh el leger shenem el leger v'lo leger tzedek el leger toshav shenem el leger toshav mishpachas ger ze over kochavim kishomer ol akar zenim kolavos kochavim. Right, in other words, it spirals down. So how could you answer that from a ger toshav you're not allowed to steal, but from a goy you are? That pasuk about redeeming the eved ivri and buying it back is talking about all types of goyim. Ger toshav, a true eved ivri, a true goy. What do you mean you're making a distinction, says Abaye? You can't make a distinction. We have a musr that he spiraled downward. We're talking about all types of people. What are you talking about, Rava? Ela, my Rava, lo kasha, not a kasha. Gan b'gzeilo. One's talking about pure gzeilo. That you're not allowed to do. Kan b'afkas halvos. The other one is talking about not paying back a loan. Not paying back a loan, that you're allowed to do. That you're allowed to do to a guy. You don't have to pay back the loan. Says the, what's the difference? What's the difference between stealing outright and not paying back the loan? Says the Kesef Mishnah, because by Gezela, it doesn't say Reyecha, can't steal from anybody. But by Hafkaz Halva, it says Lo Sa'ashok, and it says Reyecha. And that doesn't include a guy. That's the Kesef Mishnah. So not to pay back a loan, to passive Gezela, that's Mutter. By a guy, that's Mutter. Some say, what if the guy would become a Jew? What if he'd be Megayer? You'd have to pay him. Or it could be that you owe it to him, but there's no din of tefiyah. You don't have to give it to him. What? No, that's the whole point. He would owe it. That we only said that regarding Yerusha. Or the Achwana points out, the guy could give the loan to a Jew. You collect it for me. And then he has to pay, because you have to pay. Based on this Shaila, based on this idea, the Sefer Avne, never heard of the Sefer before, the Sefer Avne Yishve, who's Shaila Sefer Shuvas? Who's that? Who?
It's an American, it's a Pesachim. He has a radio
program. Okay, so he asked the following question, which comes up all the time. You go on the bus or the train, and there's a way that it's not going to be a Chil Hashem, but you don't have to pay. Sometimes on the Long Island Railroad, they won't collect your ticket. They're so busy and very crowded days, they won't even come to the car to collect the ticket. Do you have to go out of your way to say something? He says, absolutely not. Why? Because it's passive, gzeila, and it's a guy, it's mutter. He goes into the whole thing, that you buy the seat, and I have the seat, what if you're standing, whole shayla, but it's passive. So do you have to say something? The answer is no, he does not. He says, can you tell your kid to say he's three and really he's six? He says, 100% not. Why? That's Knevet Stas. That's Asar. That you're not allowed to do. But to go on the bus and not pay, if you can get, again, it's a Chil Hashem that Rabbi Kiva already said, you can't do a Chil Hashem. But if the guy's sitting there, he'll come to the car, the guy can't even walk in sometimes, it's so crowded, the conductor, he just gives up, right? Then it's not a problem. But he can save the ticket and use it next week. Right? You're allowed to do that. I thought that's very interesting. Someone in the shul told me not to do that, and I wasn't sure. But now I have a source that it's mutter. Right? If the guy doesn't collect a ticket, you have no duty to jump up. Hey, you didn't cut. You have no duty to do that. You have no duty to do that. He doesn't. It's the guy's being mochel. He doesn't want to bother going in. You save the ticket for next time.
But who says he has the right to be mochel?
That's his problem. That's between him and his boss. Right? Him and his boss. That's not your business. You don't have a duty to stand up and say, hey, here's my ticket. You have no duty to do that. He goes even a step further. Forget that. You could sit quiet. If there's no, if you're batuach that you're not going to get caught, you have no duty to even buy the ticket. I don't know how it would ever come up without being a chil Hashem. What? I think he's talking about it in Israel, by the way. I think he's talking about it in Israel. Right? Okay, next. Amalei Abaya, Eved Ivri, Hafkos Halvasahu. An Eved Ivri, but wait a minute, isn't an Eved Ivri just a Hafkos Halva? Isn't he alone? Right? No. Ravel Taimed, Amar Rav, Eved Ivri Gufakon, Eved Ivri Imam's own. Fine. Amar Bibi Bar Gidel, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Gezel Kanani, Osir, a Gezel HaKanani is Osir, that's an Aladdin, I'll steal from a guy, Avedaso Muteris. But if an Aveda, you can keep, you don't have to return it. Gezelo Osir, Damar of Huna, Menayan Legezel HaKanani Shu Osir, Hayir and Aladdin, steal from a guy, Shinemar Vachaltes, Kalama Shar Hashem Lakacha, Nosan Lacha, Bezman Shem Mitsurim Bidecha, when they're under your control, Volobezman Shem Mitsurim Bidecha, Avedaso Muteris, and Aveda is always Mutter, Damar of Chama Varguri Amarav, Ma'an Le'evadat HaKanani Shu Mutaris, how do you know an Aveda of a Goy is Mutter? Shinamar L'chol Avedat HaChicha L'Achicha Atamachzir, only to your brother you have to return an item. V'yatamachzir L'Kanani. You don't have to return to a Kanani. V'ema Hanim Il'hechad L'Asi L'Yadei. That's only if I don't claim it. Adelo Mechayev L'Hadurei Basrei. I will hechad L'Asi L'Yadei Eim L'Hadurei. Maybe if he comes to collect it, you have to take a return it. Amaravina umatzasa the asiliyad the mashma. No, it means he comes to collect. It means he comes. You don't even have to, even if he comes to collect it. Again, putting aside the I want to point out if it's going to be a case of chil Hashem, everybody knows you have it. You might have to return it. But if it, I don't know. Right, the guy comes knocking on the door. Did you find my cat? No, I didn't find your cat. Right, if it's not going to come up, you're allowed to keep it. Tanya, Rav Pinchas ben Yair Omer, b'makom sheyesh chil Hashem, baraf, there's a chil Hashem, afilo avedaso asur, even an aved is asur. Amar Shmuel, ta'usu muteres, a mistake, it's a famous thing, a mistake is mutter, ked Shmuel zavan mikusei likana didava, he wanted to buy a gold bull, b'mar deparzala b'dala zuzei, and he sold him, he thought it was a copper bull, the guy. And v'ibla lechad zuza, and I think this means he gave him one zuz less, because it was copper instead of gold. The article says a different shot. He gave him one more, so he shouldn't accuse him later. I don't know how that makes any sense, but either way, it's a mistake. Rav Kahana Zavan Mikusi Meiv Esrim Chavitza B'Meya, he sold him 120 barrels for 100. Vivla Lechad Zuzi gave him an extra zuz, so he shouldn't accuse him of being a thief. Amalei Chazi Dalecha Kasam Samichna. See, I'm relying on you. I didn't even check how many barrels there are. I'm just relying on you. Rashi says, it's a machlokas. Who said that? Did the Jews say that or the Goy said that? It's a machtub shatim. Ravina Zavan Dikla Hu Vikuchi Litzlacha. Ravina wanted to buy, what do you want to buy? He wanted to buy some kind of branches. Right? Amal Elishami, he said to his servant, Kadam, he's going to buy it together with a guy. Amal Elishami, come ba'aisi me'ikwa de kusi minyana yada. Come cut him off first so the guy shouldn't know. Because the guy doesn't care about the thick ones. All he cares about is total number. To get the thicker ones, it'll be the same number. We're getting better ones because they're thicker. The guy doesn't care. Rav Ashi having ka'azel b'urcha. Rav Ashi was walking down the street. Chazi shiyivsha de gufna. We'll stop in 2 seconds. Chazi he saw shiyivsha de gufna b'fardisa. He saw some branches in the field. V'tali ba kitufei de inve. They had like grapes on them. Amal El Shami said to his servant, Zil, go Chazi, eat the kusi nino. If there are guys, I see, take them. Eat the Yisrael nino. If there are Jews, well, I see, don't take them. Shamahu kusi, the guy heard that they're his. So Dahaviyasi Bifardesa. Amale the Kusi Shari? What, from a guy you're allowed to steal? Amale, no, just the opposite. Kusi shakal dummy Yisrael, lo shakal dummy. He said, no, if this is a guy, if there are guys, then I'll take them from the guy, the guy will pay me. But and I'll pay the guy. But if there were Jews, the Jews give me mochal, not taking money from Ravashi. Right? I'll have them for free. That's why I told my servant, only take them if it's a guy. Then I get paid for them. If it's a Jew, they always be mochal. I don't want to be mochal on me, I'm not taking them. That's what he meant to say. I will have to stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.